According to the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, the H1N1 virus could cause an estimated 90,000 U.S. deaths and nearly 2 million hospitalizations, with up to 300,000 people requiring critical care this fall and winter. That would be in addition to the thousands of deaths normally caused by the more common flu. In the United States, 522 people have died of swine flu, and Center for Disease Control Director Thomas Frieden warns the situation could get worse.
The next few weeks and months will be a very challenging time.
Children and young adults are particularly susceptible to the virus. With millions of children returning to the classroom, schools are also bracing for the return of the new flu strain. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says a massive school closing will not stop the spread of the flu. In an interview with NBC News, she says parents should begin taking steps to protect their children from the virus.
If you're a mom with a child with an underlying health condition, with asthma, with a neuromuscular disease, begin to talk to your doctor now about how to get antivirals, how to get prepared. If your child has flu-like symptoms, because we know that's the population that is most at risk.
The Health and Human Services Secretary says the first supplies of the new swine flu vaccine should be available in October. She hopes a good portion of the population will be immunized by the end of November. Until then, she's urging Americans to protect themselves against another virus, the seasonal flu, that causes 30,000 to 40,000 deaths a year, particularly among the elderly.
Seasonal flu vaccine is ready starting at the beginning of September. We want the population that is most at risk to get their seasonal flu shots now to be in a healthier condition.
U.S. health officials say they hope people get more serious about their health and the impact of swine flu. A Washington Post ABC News poll last week showed most Americans are not concerned about the virus. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.